It was 50 years ago today that Americans got their first chance to hear the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sgt. Pepper broke ground by pushing the recording studio technology of the late 1960s to the limit. Rick Carr has more.
While the Beatles were pushing themselves musically, their engineer Jeff Emerick was stretching the limits of what was then considered acceptable recording technique and pushing the equipment in Abbey Road Studios to the breaking point. He explained how in a 1987 interview with NPR.
I started to close mic the drums, you know, really close, because no one had done that before, and I had a letter sent that I was damaging microphones because the air pressure from the bass drum was destroying the capsules of the microphone and so on. But I was given special permission to use the technique on the Beatles.
That technique is essential to the magic listeners here, according to acclaimed producer, composer, and musician Todd Rundgren.
The Beatles' drums just sounded liver and louder than everybody else's drums. And the guitars would just cut through in a way that they didn't on other people's records, and the vocals were tight. And those were the things that fascinated me more, the fundamentals of the recording, less than, you know, the trickery.
Those fundamentals, the individual tracks that the Beatles laid down during sessions for Sgt. Pepper, were leaked online years ago, and fans have been listening to them ever since. One contains John, Paul, George, and Ringo all playing together. In today's studios, musicians can lay down a nearly infinite number of tracks and mix them together to create a song. The Beatles had just four. So on the title song, there's the basic rhythm track we just heard, a track of crowd sound effects, and a track with all of the vocals.
It's wonderful to be here, it's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience, we'd like to take you home with us, we'd love to take you home.
I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know.
That leaves just one more track for the horns and lead guitar. Todd Rundgren says the shortcomings of four-track recording forced the band and their late producer George Martin to become expert arrangers.
That process engendered a kind of creativity about which things go together when you're going to put them on the same track.
Engineer Jeff Emerick said the recording process and the band forced him to invent techniques for manipulating sound that can be accomplished today by clicking a mouse.
It was always, well, yeah, we know we've got a guitar, and we know we're playing piano, and we know we're playing drums, but let's do something with it. Let's make it sound different, you know. And so it was a question, I was sitting there thinking and thinking and thinking, and what we did was all through imagination, mechanical means and human means, really.
I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Sgt. Pepper adds one more layer of studio innovation, the way the songs flow from one to the next. Producer George Martin said in a 1980 NPR interview that when he and the band started recording it, there was no grand vision behind the album.
Really, the songs don't link up very well. I mean, there's no real reason why we should have such diverse songs on it. It was a collection of songs still. But I tried to make it a coherent whole. And it was at that stage where the record almost grew of its own. It was like a crystal. It seemed to have a life of its own.
Todd Rundgren remains a Beatles fan, but Sgt. Pepper isn't his favorite album. He doesn't have much time for the argument that the Beatles were trying to prove that pop music could be high art, but he says the band did open doors that he and other artists have been streaming through ever since.
The Beatles were just pushing the envelope as far as they could for their own benefit. And it can't be underestimated the effect that that had on everybody else.
Todd Rundgren says a lot of the technology that made Sgt. Pepper has aged out. Digital recording gives today's musicians more flexibility. But there's still no software that can replace Jeff Emerick, George Martin, and the Four Beatles. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in Pepperland. Woke up, fell out of bed.